Captain's log, stardate 5275.6. Preparing to beam aboard the Enterprise following the successful completion of delivery of medical supplies to the planet Dramia in the remote Draymond star system.
We of Dramia wish to thank you and the others of your Federation for your invaluable assistance, Captain Kirk.
We hope through our medical assistance programs to develop and strengthen relations with star systems such as yours, Supreme Prefect. Well, shall we? Kirk to Enterprise. Beam us aboard, Scotty.
If you would be so kind, Captain.
Belay that, Mr. Scott. Yes, sir.
Commander Deimos?
I have here a warrant for the arrest and trial of one of your party, Captain.
Warrant? Who?
Read it, Captain.
You are hereby directed to surrender for trial by the people of Dramia, Dr. Leonard McCoy, Medical Officer, USS Enterprise. This is some kind of joke?
The wanton slaughter of hundreds of people is not a joke, Captain.
Slaughter? Hundreds of people?
According to this, Dr. McCoy was responsible for a plague which ravaged the planet Dramia 2 some 19 years ago, Captain.
Let me see that.
As you will note, Captain, the warrant is perfectly in order, approved by your own Federation.
Dr. McCoy arrested? For murder, Captain? Sir, if you want me and some of the men to beam down, just in case.
No, Mr. Scott. The warrant's legal. Mr. Spock and I are at the Hall of Justice. We'll keep you informed.
Your Dr. McCoy headed a mass inoculation program on Dramia 2 19 years ago. When his force left, a massive plague struck the planet, killing most of its people.
That doesn't mean he was responsible for it.
His trial will tell, Captain.
Trial? You mean kangaroo court? I've heard about Draymond Justice.
Captain, you're becoming emotional.
Of course I am. Bones harming other beings. You know better, Spock. I know better, not Bones.
I wish I could be as sure, Jim. I just don't know. Is it possible that I really did?
Nonsense.
The termination of your inoculation program and the subsequent outbreak of plague could have been coincidence, Doctor.
Or a tragic mistake on my part.
I don't buy that, Bones. Guard!
What now, Captain?
Some pre-trial investigation, Mr. Spock, on Dramia 2.
Do not be assured by your friend's plans. Draymond Justice is swift. Too swift for them to save you, perhaps.
Anything yet, Mr. Spock?
No, Captain. The historical records of this solar system are spotty at best, going back 19 years. Mostly, they're technical data. Meteor showers, auroras, radiation reports.
There it is.
Plague. Dramia 2. Of unknown origin, characterized by pigmentation changes in skin of victim, debilitation, death. Certain species known to have natural immunity, notably Vulcan. Interesting.
Go on, Mr. Spock.
You are sure?
Yes, Commander. The Earth Captain is planning to visit Dramia 2 to investigate the case.
Ready a patrol ship.
Captain's log, stardate 5275.8. Underway for planet Dramia 2 for investigation of McCoy case. We are beyond subspace communications with Starfleet and proceeding under my own authority. Estimated time of arrival, Mr. Sulu?
Approximately 4 hours, Captain.
Increase to warp 6, Mr. Scott. We may be racing against time if I know Draymond Justice methods.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Ship in pursuit, Captain.
Origin?
I'd say Dramia, sir. It appears to be a one-man craft.
Shall I make contact, sir?
Yes. Belay that, Lieutenant.
You're planning something, Captain?
Unless I miss my guess, that's friend Deimos.
What if he attacks, sir?
Why should he? We haven't contacted him, so we must not have detected him. He'd have to explain an attack. Besides, he'll probably prefer to sneak aboard, seeing that we carelessly left the hangar doors open.
But the hangar doors aren't open, Captain.
Ah, yes. Take care of that oversight, will you, Mr. Sulu?
Thank you. all now, Demos. You're hardly in a position to take on an entire crew.
And you are not in authority to conduct an investigation in our star system.
You will remind me to report my conduct to the Federation, won't you, Mr. Spock?
Of course, Captain.
I demand that you report to the Federation now.
I would, but unfortunately, we're out of communications range.
Then I will proceed to your starbase and report your act.
Sorry, Commander. Your ship is, impounded.
You are a stowaway, Commander.
I have been tricked.
Captain's log, stardate 5275.9. We are approaching Dramia 2, where we hope to find the answers concerning the question of Dr. McCoy's guilt or innocence. Situation normal. Aurora reported in the sector, however. Radiation level, Mr. Sulu?
Intense, Captain.
Decidedly non-lethal, however.
Good. Then it's safe for us to beam down to Dramia 2. Shall we, gentlemen?
You're sure it's safe, Captain?
Absolutely.
Decidedly. There's a difference, Captain.
Now, Mr. Spock, you're not trying to scare our Dramian friend, are you? Of course, you can back out if you'd like, Commander.
I go.
You heard the man, Mr. Scott. Not the most enchanting place I've ever been to.
Plagues seldom leave behind fields of flowers, Captain.
Trouble?
They do not like outsiders.
Surely you're not an outsider, Commander. You are Dramian.
The distinction here is between the world of the living and the world of the walking dead.
Inhospitable or not, he mustn't get away.
Wait!
He's disappeared. It's almost as if he'd dematerialized.
Not likely, Captain.
I would advise against that, Captain.
I'm sure you won't mind if I ignore your advice.
Caution would seem to be advisable, Captain.
Bones' life is on the line, Mr. Spock. Cave dwellers? In the midst of your civilization?
A result of your Dr. McCoy and his inhumane methods.
You say it, Demos, but that doesn't...
He attacked you because you are an Earthling, Captain, even as was McCoy.
But how did he survive the plague?
He, like the others who remain here, was away at the time. They returned to their planet to find that their families had succumbed to the plague. He and a few others, senseless in their grief, chose to live here in desolation. You see, Captain, there were no actual survivors.
You are wrong. There was a survivor. I, Koltai, survived. By what miracle, I do not know.
Then you can tell us. Do you remember?
I remember people all about me becoming blue in color, then green, and finally red.
The pigmentation changes associated with the disease in our computer records, Captain.
Koltai. Dr. McCoy, do you remember him?
The Earth Doctor. He saved my life. He treated me for Saurian virus. A man who saves does not also kill, Commander.
Beam us aboard, Mr. Scott. Quickly.
Aye, aye, sir.
Let's get underway for Dremia.
Sir?
Who is that?
Meet Cole Tye, Mr. Scott, a friend of Dr. McCoy's. Warp 6, Scotty.
I'll pour on the coal, Captain.
Mr. Spark?
Yes, Captain.
How's our number one passenger doing?
Clean, fed, in good health, and resting.
Good. We want him to be a sterling witness.
Approaching Dremia, Captain.
Let's hope the trial hasn't started.
Captain.
Yes, Mr. Spock, what is it?
The trial may be academic.
Academic?
Yes, Captain. Cole Tye is turning blue.
The plague! Set up an immediate quarantine, Lieutenant.
He is hardly fit to testify at the trial, Captain.
We've got to save him.
For McCoy's sake.
Yes, for McCoy's sake, and for Cole Tye's sake, too. You see, Commander, we do place a value on life, all life. Does that shock you, Commander?
It is not that. It is...
Captain, you're blue. Captain's log, stardate 5276.4. We are in orbit around the planet Dremia under the conditions of general quarantine. As commanding officer, I have ordered the activation of General Order 6. General Order 6 has been activated?
Yes, sir. If everyone on board has perished at the end of 24 hours, the ship will self-destruct in order to protect other beings from the disease on board.
Good. Report to sick bay, Mr. Sulu.
But, sir, who will monitor?
I assure you, I am capable, Mr. Sulu.
Mr. Spark.
Captain, your condition...
We have to get McCoy. Must find an antidote.
This is the Enterprise. I must speak with the Supreme Prefect.
Why do you speak and not your captain?
The captain and all of the crew members are incapacitated. The plague is aboard the Enterprise.
Deimos?
The same. You must release Dr. McCoy temporarily. He is needed to find an antidote.
No.
We have a witness in McCoy's behalf. You must trust me.
Let the witness speak.
Impossible. He too is stricken.
Deimos cannot speak, the witness cannot speak, yet you wish us to release the prisoner, McCoy. Your treachery is transparent, Vulcan.
Got to get McCoy.
If you'll permit me, Captain, I might be able to get McCoy.
Spark, you're sure...
I can't infect the planet, Captain. And I can get McCoy.
Spock. What in the world?
Later, Doctor.
Spock, have you and Jim gone out of your minds? Why, this is a jailbreak.
Doctor, just come with me, please.
No, Spock. It's illegal. That's what it is. Besides, I must stand trial. I have to find out.
Doctor, you will stand trial. You will find out. After you found an antidote for the plague which is about to kill everyone aboard the Enterprise.
Plague? Why didn't you tell me?
You wouldn't give me a chance. You realize, Doctor, if you go and fail to find an antidote, you too will die.
I'm a doctor, Spock. A doctor. Get us beamed aboard.
Beam us aboard, Captain.
Anything, Spock?
Negative, Doctor. The file on all known diseases doesn't recognize these symptoms of pigmentation changes.
Blast it, Spock, work harder. They're in the terminal stage. My readings keep shifting. It must be the activity of that blasted Aurora.
Bones. That's it. Aurora. Changing. Color.
Jim. Aurora? What? Spock, feed in the data without mentioning the color change symptoms.
That's it, Doctor. The color change symptoms were misleading the computer.
Because they were caused by the Aurora. Spock, there was an Aurora 19 years ago, I remember.
Which brought on the particular plague, just as this Aurora has brought it on.
I didn't do it! Spock! The disease, what is it? What's the antidote?
That's a problem, Doctor. There is no known antidote. However, Doctor, do you remember a certain Coltai, a man you treated for Saurian virus?
Yes, I think I do. But what has that got to do with anything?
Possibly nothing. However, Coltai did survive the first plague.
Spock, I see what you mean. Saurian virus antibodies in his blood. That's what made him immune.
I presume, Doctor, that you have a supply of live Saurian virus antibodies in your laboratory.
Bones, you did it!
Again.
Thank you, Doctor.
Captain's log, star date 5276.8. Preparing to beam aboard the Enterprise following the Dramian ceremonies honoring Dr. Leonard McCoy for his significant achievements in the field of interstellar medicine.
We of Dramia wish to thank you, Doctor, for your discovery of the antidote which frees us from future attacks of the auroral plague.
Thank Mr. Spock, too, and Captain Kirk.
We will even forget about the unorthodox manner of your release,
Doctor.
And we'll forget about a certain stowaway.
We must apologize.
I think it's time we got aboard ship, isn't it, Jim?
Beam us aboard, Mr. Scott.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get back to Starbase.
Yes, sir.
And I'm ready to get back to some of that monotonous old routine sickbay work.
Including, I would hope, some of that monotonous old dispensing of the regular vitamin rations to the crew.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, you have been derelict in your duties of late, Doctor.
Spock, you know as well as I do what we've all just been through.
Hippocrates would not have approved of lame excuses, Doctor.
Why, that... Jim, if I'm ever in jail again, don't send that Vulcan to release me. Just let me rot.
Ha 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 ha.